Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com about feeling supported. So in case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I am also a energy worker. I read energy. I tune into energy. I give you insight based on what I'm picking up. So if you are looking for a reading or you are ready to take your life in a whole new direction, which this show is going to hopefully inspire you that it's time to start thinking along those lines, then definitely reach out to me. You can find information on my services, again, at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Also, while you're there, this week was my birthday. I turned 40, which, wow, I'm saying it out loud. I'm 40. 39, I could say. 40? 40. I kind of have to hold on to it a little bit. So I'm doing a 40% off sale on my single session, as well as my introductory package. So if you are at home and you know that you've probably watched enough Netflix, you're maybe past the point where you're like, oh my God, and you know that it's time. You can feel in your body, you can sense in your life that it's time for you to start making some decisions about how you want to proceed, then definitely let me help you go through that process really soulfully so you can make the best decisions for you. Check out my single session, 60 to 90 minutes, you and me, and whatever question you have, whatever concern you have, you can talk it through, get some insight. I pull cards, I look at numerology, I channel messages. It's a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with your soulfulness. Next is the 4-session intuitive coaching package. It's the up-level package. That includes email and text message support. I'm really available to you so you can get what you need during that time as you clear out energy, as you refine your desires, as you start to take action towards what you want. I can be there to really support you in making soulful choices, right? Because often we're making choices very surface level. But if you want a transformation that's going to lead to the next transformation, it's all working. But this is a wonderful way to really get that going, to tune into yourself, to get some insight. Or you can just use it as, I know that I'll want some support over the next couple of months, and I just want to be able to talk. So that's also a great way to use it. Both of those are 40% off. And the package has a payment plan. So I've made it very easy for you in every way, shape, or form to work with me. Okay, let's talk about being divinely supported. What often gets in the way of our ability to align with what we want, to be in the place where we are receptive to what we want, is not acknowledging that we are divinely supported, meaning at any given moment, you can tune into your life and see the hand of God working. You can see it in the moment when somebody, maybe if you all listen to my last podcast and you've started to date, good job. And maybe you're communicating with people and they don't communicate with you back, or they disappear, or something happens, you're being divinely supported. One of my favorite New Age phrases, which I think should be biblical, really, is that rejection is always God's protection. It is always God's protection, always God's protection. Something not going the way you thought it should go is always God's protection. And it could very well mean that you're being pointed to focus on something better, something higher. Maybe what you've been seeking is, in fact, a way of settling or compromising when you could be really tapping into the fullness of all that's available to you. And so spirit won't support you in it, right? But you were always supported. Like the fact that it didn't come through is your way of being supported. And so if you can see every moment as a way in which spirit is pointing you in the right direction. And sometimes, you know, I had some things happen this week where I'm just like, what the fuck? I was not expecting that. That was not what I was sensing. But it definitely called my attention to an area in my life where I needed to grow, an area of life where I needed to shift my perception, a place where I needed to do some healing, clear out some energy so that I was making choices that were for my greater good. And so I think I couldn't have gotten there so quickly. You know, it could have taken me weeks and at the same time pumping up a vibration that was only going to attract more of what I didn't want. I could shift out of that rapidly because I have clung on to the belief that I know I am divinely supported. Everything that shows up in my experience is an opportunity for growth. It's a blessing. There is always something there. And I never let that go anymore. There were definitely times in my life where I didn't realize that, you know, maybe I had some sense of it, but now more than ever in the forefront of my mind, I know that I'm always divinely supported. Even if it doesn't always make sense to me, it usually does. Like, because I do read energy and I read signs and I can see like how things are going to go. But there are definitely moments where I'm like, are you up there, God? And God always says, of course, this is why, and this is why, and this is why, and this is why, right? So I say, really, during this time, I think, see it, it's going to be difficult to say this in a way in which, well, we're New Agey. Everybody listening to this program is New Agey. So if someone were to overhear this, they might be like, what is that woman talking about? But there is a blessing in all that is going on in our world right now. This time is an opportunity for course correction, an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for greater understanding of who we really are. This is a wonderful time to ask yourself, what is my desire? Now, in saying that, this is the piece that I think it scares people a little bit, is now we have to start thinking about what is next while being firmly planted in the truth, and this is truth, that the world will never be what it was before all of this happened. Like as I was asking Spirit, what do people need to know this week? Because I do these daily divine downloads. When this all started, I offered a service where I tune into the energy and I prepare a message for folks. And so I've been tuned in constantly throughout this process. And one of the things that has come forward is the need for us all to accept that life is not going to look the same way. Now, here's what's so beautiful. Life is uncertainty, right? That's where our faith comes in. That's when our tuning into our desires come in. That's when trusting inspired action comes in. We are always dealing with uncertainty. So this is not anything new, right? And so all we have to do as humans is decide to be certain in our belief in what we want, our belief in the beautiful unfolding of our desires, our belief that all things are working out for our greater good, our belief that we are always divinely supported. It's all working. It is all working. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, in no way am I praising everything that is going on. No, I get there is a great deal of hardship and struggle and pain and loss and hurt and fear and doubt and stress, the tremendous amount of stress that so many people are under. But I promise you, there is a blessing in it for each and every person. this is a time where amazing, beautiful, magical things can show up in a way in which couldn't show up if it was just business as usual, right? If everything had gone the way we all had predicted, right? The Olympics happened, sports were happening, there's no pandemic, you know, elections happened, you know, all of that. If it had gone that way, there would be a learning, a development, an advancement, an evolution that could not have happened. So this is a wonderful time to really tune into yourself and say, who do I want to be going forward? Knowing that there is so much uncertainty, right? That's just the nature of being human. And you can't look backwards to define where you want to go forward. And that, you know, I said this to you in the dating show last week, and I was talking about how we have to really define our desires in relationships, and I'm going to add define our desires in life from where we are right now, as opposed to a reflection of the past. Like, oh, I went through this, and I don't want to ever go through this again, so now I want this. No. There can be some truth in that and some clarity that comes with that. But ultimately, you are going to have to make a decision about what you want now in this moment, free of the past, and knowing that you cannot control the future from this vantage point in this moment in time. You have to be fully and completely present in this moment to really move into the future in a very empowered way. Got it? Let's see how that's flowing out of me. Yes. In order to move into the future in an empowered way, in a way in which you feel that you are capable, you are strong, you are supported, you are loved, you are going to have to be fully and completely present in this moment. And ask yourself, what do I want? Who do I want to be? As I look around my life, what things do I deeply want in place so that I feel humanly supported? You're always spiritually supported, but what do you need to feel humanly supported? And for what purpose, right? So it could be, let's going back to dating, you might be like, I want to be in a relationship. Well, why? And what type of relationship do you want to be in? And what needs to be fulfilled in that relationship? And all is okay. There's no right or wrong answer. It just has to be soulful. That's one thing that comes up often when I talk to clients, and I'm like, oh, go back to the drawing board on that. Because I can feel the truth behind me. Truth feels amazing. And so, it's one of the most attractive forces on the planet. And so I can tune in and I can say, that's not truth. It might be based on your misperceptions of yourself, your limited thinking about what is available to you and what is in the world. But ultimately, the goal is to get to your own truth. And that's not based on anybody else but you. And it, most of the time, it's right there under the surface. You don't really have to go that deep, right? You might have to clear out some junk, which is some emotional clutter, some hurt, pain, guilt, shame, sadness, insecurity. You may have to clear that out, but it's right there. So I say take this time to really get clear about what your truth is and what matters to you and what you want and how you want to feel. This is now more than ever the time where, and we spiritual teachers always say this to you, let go of your attachment to form and focus on the feeling. Because there is a greater degree of uncertainty than ever before, right? I want to be clear, we've always been dealing with uncertainty. That's called being human. And that's why there is a need for faith, right? That's how we navigate uncertainty. But let's just say that this time has added another layer of uncertainty because all of what we had defined in the past as normal will change, right? There will be significant change. And so really ask yourself, based on the new normal that will inevitably unfold, and while you may not know all the details of it, this is the time to really tune in and say, what matters to me? It's no longer about form for me, right? I mean, let's see, I don't know how to phrase that. I pray that there are times where you can push out your attachment to form and really focus on the essence and the feeling of what you want. But now more than ever, you can't be attached to form. You have to really be attached to the essence, that feeling, and ride that out. And that can be difficult if you're attached to, you know, I was talking to a friend and she's like, yeah, you know, I thought I was going to get this job for the summer and that would lead into, she's in law school right now. She went back later in life and, you know, she's been rocking it out, doing everything right. And then everything happens and now she feels like that might be in jeopardy. Well, really what she wanted was whatever that job, that feeling, that essence it was going to provide for her. And if she can sit with it and get clear about what that is, then she can be in the space of welcoming in something that is a vibrational match to that feeling. Same goes if you were dating somebody. If, you know, if there's a, if you get really clear about how you want to feel, and then, you know, I see dating as fun and well, it's a hodgepodge of a show. I'm going to add some pieces to the dating show in a minute. But you really what you want is however way you think it's going to feel to have someone in your life. And if you can tap into that feeling, I know it may seem difficult. You're like, well, Amy, I need to have somebody there to really feel that feeling. You kind of don't. So there is a way to get there, and that is the practice. That is the work. That is called being a spiritual being, having a human experience, is being able to strip away our humanness and tap into our spiritual essence and hold the feeling of that which we want. Okay, let's talk about dating. So how do you do this with dating? How do you just focus on the essence and not the form? Well, it can be challenging. I won't lie, but it is possible. It is. And in this, you might get really attached to the human, right? That which is the form. And feel that feeling, you know, just feel it. I mean, there are so many ways in which dating is magical and mystical and, you know, yeah, there is. But ultimately, come back to the truth of, is that person present in my life? Like, do they want to be with me? Are they offering me what I need from this situation? And only you can really first answer what are my needs. And then from there, you can be like, okay, well, does this feel that way? Though, there is a high that comes with romantic connection. And it can skew our perception a bit. I'm not making that feeling wrong. I say lean into that feeling. Lean into it fully and completely. But at the same time, continue to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Am I holding any limitations about my ability to get what I want? Yeah. It's a reorganizing, but the clarity will come. If you sit with it enough, you journal on it, you ask yourself really heartfelt questions, the clarity will come. And then, you know, when it comes to romantic relationships, it will be a little messy, just a little bit. Doesn't have to be like, you know, a disaster zone, but it, you know, it's not, I definitely have, you know, I was listening to the last show. It's like, there is a perspective where dating can be so cut and dry, but then when you do meet somebody that's fucking awesome, that's the relationship piece of it. That requires some finessing. And you know, what's so funny is I've never said to be an expert in that, but I am dating, yes. The attraction game, yes. I can help you attract what you want, no problem. I can help you become a vibrational match to whatever it is that you want. Now, the relationship piece to it does require a little more finessing, requires being fully and completely present in that situation while also feeling a lot of feelings. So let yourself feel it. Let yourself go through whatever you're going through, whether it be romantic, whether it be a job you fell in love with, whether it be an opportunity you thought was going to be so great. And embrace the fact that it has shown up for a reason and you were divinely supported. And now that reason, I have a lot of reservations about saying things show up for a reason. They do. But usually it is not the reason that most humans have decided. It could be, you know, you meet somebody, they're fucking awesome. You're like, well, it must mean that we're meant to be together. No, because two humans have free will and they both get to decide how they want to do it. It could be that it's an opportunity for you to feel that feeling, because once you know what that feeling is, you will be more and more open to it in the future. And a part of that is required for your development at this stage in your life. Okay, that's a very psycho-mystical approach. It could just be that you're in a place in your life where you needed something that felt good, and then it feels good. That's enough, right? So, it could be that you just kind of needed to open your heart again. It can be a lot of reasons why something shows up, but it's always there to support you in being the person that you want to be. It's always there to support you in you getting what you want. So it's not ever a time where God stops working on your behalf. Right? If you continue to have faith and you continue to get clear about what you want and you continue to put that request into the universe and you continue to activate the vibration of having that thing, whatever it is, there's usually positive emotions, then the universe will always say yes. The universe also says yes when we're putting energy into negative shit, totally. What's so wonderful about that is you can always change it. And so how do you get yourself up the emotional scale? Well, Abraham Hicks describes it as feel just a little bit better, right? So if you can go from despair to anger, great. If you can go from anger to boredom, great. If you can go from boredom to contentment, fantastic. If you can go from contentment to joy, you're killing it. And it is that kind of process. And so I say just keep reaching for something that feels better. Keep reaching for the clarity. Keep reaching for the understanding. Keep reaching for the truth in it. And that's up to you, right? You will know when you've hit a place of truth in that situation. You will know when whatever thing spirit's doing in your life to make you to support you, you will know, you will see it, and it doesn't need to make sense to anybody but you. So yeah, that's how you feel supported during this time. Be willing to rise up the scale. Be willing to ask yourself again and again, what is my truest desire? Release your attachment to life being the way it used to be, because it's not going to be. What if it's better? Matter of fact, I just want you to affirm that it will be better. It's going to be even more amazing. Even if it looks differently, it's going to be even more amazing. So just hold firm to that. Trust your truth and notice all the blessings around you all the time. Always a way in which you are being blessed. And this is the way I have found, this is my shortcut on being able to see your blessings, is when I get clear about what I want, moment by moment by moment, then I'm like, oh, I just said I wanted that. And and then it shows up, right? And I think where we can get off track, where we can find ourselves in a rabbit hole that doesn't make us feel good, is when we're forgetting that we get to ask for what we want. And all we have to do is return to center and get clear about what that is. And then the universe can deliver it to us rapidly, right? I hope this was enjoyable to you. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Information for my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I am running my 40% off sale to celebrate my birthday. You can book a single session for 40% off, and you can book or purchase my introductory package, 4 sessions spread out over 2 months. You get text and email support. You can buy that as well, 40% off. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this program. I promise you, this is all working for your greater good. Please affirm that daily. Expect the best no matter what. Know that there is a blessing. Know that you are never forgotten, that you are never being punished. You know, karma is real, but you're never being punished, and that all of this is an opportunity to see your life, see yourself from a different perspective, but more so, it's an opportunity to get what you really fucking want. Like, really, truly, go for what you want. And know that all things will be provided for you in the divine perfect time and the divine perfect way. So I love you. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.